after a three-day weekend.
I don't want to go to work.
Not going
to
do it.
Coming back to work isn't always easy. Work means stress.
Put your pants on. We're going to work.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it.
Now shut up and drag me to work.
Don't say it.
No, I have to say it. Showtime.
Absolutely, and those coming back from that three-day holiday, man, it is. It's a tough grind to get up.
All day yesterday, I thought it was Sunday.
I know. It makes you feel that way. It really does. So, yeah, welcome back to it. You got Rick, you got Patty, and I think now we can say school officially has begun in a big way. I mean, the first couple days already started, but now school truly has started. So, welcome to it. Let's get your day started. Grab a cup of coffee, Red Bullet. Let's get going. You got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. 102.7 KORD.
From you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
One for new country, it's 1027 KORD. Rick and Patty with you. Good morning. 624. Heated warning in effect for you. Going to be up to the triple digits today. Low tonight should be about 65. Right now for you, as you get up, get going, 64 degrees. And you got Rick and Patty. Good morning to you. All right, Facebook fun to get the day started. Here you go. And we're coming off Labor Day. What is your favorite kind of pie? Favorite kind of pie this morning?
It's pumpkin for me, or cherry.
Good picks on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Good picks on that. I'm much more the cream guy, so coconut cream pie is my
banana
number.
Banana cream?
Is my second. So coconut cream first? Coconut cream, no matter what, is my absolute favorite all-time pie. Then the second's going to be banana cream. I do like pumpkin a lot, especially around October for sure, Thanksgiving, all that. Apple pie, my foster mom made the best apple pie, so I love apple pie. There is a pie that I do not like, and I'll come back to it. I'll have to think off the top of my head.
There's one pie you don't like.
Oh, yeah. And I don't.
Is it rhubarb?
Mincemeat. That's it.
That's.
I have not said that word in probably 30 years. Mincemeat pie. Have you ever had mincemeat pie?
No.
Okay.
But isn't that like a Christmas thing? I'm not sure.
I don't know what it is, but I remember my foster mom would make it, and no, I was like, not gonna happen. I didn't. I stuck to the apple pie, stuck to the pumpkin pie. Yeah. I mean, maybe I should
try. I don't even know what it really is. I thought that was like a...
It's called mincemeat. Yeah, it's mince pie is a sweet pie of English origin filled with mincemeat. Mixture of fruit spices and suet, I believe. I don't know. So anyway, we'll have to try it. As a kid, just the name.
I don't even know what it is, so absolutely
yeah.
not.
Yeah, as a kid called mincemeat. It's probably a great pie, but when it said mincemeat, I'm like, I don't think I want to try it. So, yeah, it does not look appetizing to me at all either.
I didn't even know that's what it was, because to me, when I hear that, I think of like a pot pie. Do you remember those?
Right.
Like,
now, see, I love pot pie. Chicken pot pie, turkey
yes,
pot pie,
yes.
beef pot pie. Yeah. I'm all in on that.
But
when it's called mincemeat, I don't know. I don't know about that. So there you go. Let's have some fun with you guys.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of pie? And if you know what I'm talking about, mincemeat, let me know there. Let me know if you love it or not.
Yeah, let us know.
So I said coconut cream pie, and you said pumpkin is your number one?
I like pumpkin.
And
yep.
pecan?
Oh, yeah. Pecan. My husband loves pecan pie.
That's good, too.
Or pecan?
Yeah, either way you say it. Either way you want to say it. Favorite kind of pie, that's the Facebook fun. Chime in on it. You got Rick and Patty, 102.7 KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Hi, number one for new country. It's 1027 KORD. And what's going on in Nashville, Patty?
Blake Shelton is discussing his show. Well, he, I guess, dissed his former show, The Voice, while promoting his new CBS reality TV show, The Road. He told TV Insider that The Road isn't just another stage show where people sing cover songs. Blake said, slipping on buses, playing for crowds that didn't buy a ticket to see you, writing songs that may or may not pay the bills. He says, that's real. Just so you know, The Road premieres on Sunday, October 19th. CBS is your network. Meanwhile, Cody Johnson now thinking about his next project already. He recently revealed that he's been hard at work on his next album, and he's ready to show us a different side of Cody. He says he does not want to go off the beaten path, but he does want to do something just a little bit spicier because his songs have themes of love, relationships, and life in Texas. Cody confirms he is definitely working on new music and that he started thinking about new music even before he released Leather Deluxe, which came out in 2023. He did add, I would say next year is expecting something. And Lady A is revealing the details about their upcoming new Christmas album. It's called On This Winter's Night, Volume 2, featuring 11 holiday songs. The new record marks the band's first full holiday album in 13 years. And it is coming out on September 26th. Lady A is also going to be hitting the road for the Winter's Night U.S. tour in support of this new album. That will kick off December 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. Tickets are available now. And finally, Bailey Zimmerman says that chocolate milk and breaks with his dogs are what keep him grounded. He says to help get through the day, I drink chocolate milk when I'm not supposed to. He says that's a real thing. That's one of the things I do during the day to help me get through. I'd say that and allotted breaks with Marley and Pie. He says breaks and chocolate milk, you know, I got dirt bikes on the property, so I ride dirt bikes, play with Marley, swim in the pool, and then it's time to get back. But chocolate milk is what keeps him going. Same thing. Jeff loves chocolate
milk.
Nothing
wrong with that.
I don't know. Those are your trending headlines.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country. 1027 KORD.
On number one for New Country, it's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Hey, kids, welcome back to school. Teens, welcome back to school. Teachers, volunteers, everybody's getting back to school. My buddy Trandon, we had breakfast yesterday at the Village Bistro. He teaches down in Hermiston.
Oh.
So he teaches middle school down there, and we were talking about, he teaches health, and he's a coach and PE. So we were talking about what it's like to be back to school, and kids are getting back and into their, you know, into the system, into the groove, right?
Right on.
And one of the discussions we had was interesting. It's like, do you want to go to school year-round? You know, like Arizona goes year round.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then he was like, and we were joking about Finley. Finley's doing 4 days. You know, they're doing, you know, Monday through Thursday.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I'll take a 4 day work week any day of the week. And I asked him if he as a teacher would like to go year round. He goes, nah, I don't. He goes, I don't know. He goes, I have friends who do it, but he goes, I don't know if I want to do would do that.
I'm curious if, you know, do you? I think you would like that. You know,
well, you retain
vacation
more
in the summer.
Yeah,
well, and then get ready. Don't you anticipate the start of school? I did every year as a student, but I don't know about a teacher.
The nice thing about when you're talking about Arizona going all year long is, as Trana broke it down for me, number one, they do have breaks, of course. They still have spring break. They still have
Christmas break.
And all that. But the breaks over there are actually longer because, they're going year round.
Yeah, sure.
So if they do spring break, it's 2 weeks of spring break. Christmas break is 3 weeks. And so those breaks are spread out through the year, even though you're going year-round. And remember, these guys don't get no snow. Remember, it's Phoenix. I mean, it's Arizona, so they get very little snow compared to what we get here. So this
snow is not an issue.
What the weather we have for travel. Yeah, exactly. Don't have any of that stuff that you have to do. So it was an interesting conversation. So and they say kids retain more information because they're going year-round.
I get it, because you don't really get summer vacation.
Right.
You're not going to
3 months away,
you know, wind down.
Yeah, they say the retention for kids.
I understand.
So I'm just curious if you guys are curious about that. If you're curious about winning some tickets, you can open up the KORD mobile app. Got it open for you right now. Eric, church tickets are up there. Full Swindell.
I need to see the chief.
Yeah, that's up there for you, and our $500 Visa gift card this morning. So if you've not looked at your KORD app lately, well, there's a good chance there. I know that Solar Spirits Distillery, they're doing a big grand opening, which is pretty cool.
I heard that was over this weekend.
Yeah. I've been there a couple times in their old location.
Yeah, okay.
And a great little place. So it's cool that they finally got to open their new location.
Oh, yeah, I saw. Yeah, Richland welcomed them.
Absolutely. And then recalled eggs. Boy, oh, boy, more recalls, right, Patty? So.
Yes, three people were sickened in Washington. It's a multi-state, it's a big deal. Check your eggs,
and we got to post it for you. All that information and more right there at your fingertips on the KORD mobile app.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
It's 1027 KORD. Got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the cord plugged in. Right now, 65 degrees for you. Other People's Problems Morning brought to you by Cliff Septic, number one in the number two business. What is going on in Other People's Problems?
Okay. Name withheld by request, Rick and Patty. Something from my past has come back to haunt me. 5 years ago, I had a three-month relationship with a married man from the West Side. Well, luckily, a job transfer gave me some space and clarity. I ended that affair and moved on. Later, I met a guy and got married 6 months ago. Then last week, out of nowhere, I get a call from a number I don't recognize. When I check the voicemail, it's this guy's wife calling me to talk to me about the affair I had with her husband. I ignored it, but she's called five times since. She's told me she's not going away. Then I got a Facebook message from her husband that his wife had found some old receipts from a trip we took together in Portland. My name and phone number was on the hotel receipt. He told his wife that it was a one-time thing and asked her to leave it alone, but she says they can't move forward until she talks with me. My husband has known about my old relationship for a while, thinks I should just ignore her, but I'm torn. Should I just talk to her or just ignore it? I've not responded to the Facebook message from my ex either. Should I ask him to handle it? I'm starting to think this might be dangerous.
Uh-huh.
Name withheld by request.
Okay, Patty, you want to jump in first on this?
No, you go ahead. I don't know.
All right, Oh, this is not going to be popular already.
What?
All right, it's 5 years ago. I mean, you know, crap happens. It's 5 years ago. I would block her. I mean, what is going to be... Okay, it's 5 years ago. Stirring the pot now and trying to get answers and all that. I mean, trying to get closure, whatever's going on. That's on him. That's
right.
That's on him.
I agree.
That's on him. I'd write the ex and go, dude, this is on you. Clean up your own backyard. I'm out. And I would change my number and block her. I know. Not.
I wish Dr. Phil was still around. I mean, but I understand.
It's 5 years ago. What is she? What's gonna? Okay, talk. If you want to talk to the lady, talk to her. But what's gonna? It's already gone. Come and gone. It's already happened.
Well, yeah, it's totally up to you if you want to talk to her or not. But imagine being that lady. She just wants answers.
I get it.
She just wants answers. She wants to know what happened. And I don't see anything wrong in talking with her.
Would you do that if you had done this, Patty?
If I had an affair with somebody,
yeah. And then would you, and they contacted you 5 years later?
Yeah, I know.
Five years. It's not last week. It's not a 6 months ago. Not even a year ago. This is 5 years ago. You know, a lot of people change in 5 years, or change. People can change in 5 years.
He just sounds like a dirty dog. You know what I mean? I would talk to her and go, yeah, lose him. Drop that zero.
Exactly. You know? Maybe that's the conversation you need to have with the guy. Maybe that's the conversation.
The lady.
The
wife. Soon to be ex-wife.
I'm one of those people. I guess I'm just different. It's like, why
turn the page. Why live in the past?
From the married person side of things, it's like, why do people need to know every detail? If you know, like if I had found out that my wife had cheated on me, you know, I'd be very hurt. I'd be disappointed. I don't go, okay, so tell me exactly.
Tell me every detail. Yes. I want to know how it went.
Exactly.
How was it?
I'm not into that. Sorry. No, I'm not into that. Exactly. I'm that guy. I'm like, no. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So I'd be upset, disappointed, hurt, all that. But I'm not interested in the details on how it went down. It just does not, that stuff. Well, because why? That's just like putting a knife into yourself more. Yes, you're hurt. You're disappointed.
People live in the past about things all the time.
I get it.
You know, my husband, we have the same conversation from 10 years ago.
It's because you're married.
Well, but I mean, in his family, oh my gosh, how many times? I get it. Let's relive memories, and it's always, you know, fun. But sometimes they're not so fun. Let it go.
Well,
Move on.
All right. So, name withheld by request. We'll do our best to solve this for you. 547 KORD. What would you do in this situation? It's 5 years ago. Shame on you. But I'm glad you got your life back in order.
You already did the right thing. You cut it off and you moved on.
And you moved on.
So imagine, you know, you hear this from the past.
Right.
What?
Right. Exactly. Hey, you made a mistake. I get it. So, all right. I'm curious what you guys think. 547 KORD. Agree or disagree with Rick or myself or Patty? Feel free to chime in on that. Mine's probably not popular.
How would you handle this?
Blocker. All right. Call's on the way. Rick and Patty. KORD.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027 KORD.
Country, 1027 KORD. Well, I know Patty was out and about all weekend long. She was at Walker's. She was at the meat sale. You were at Boot Barn. And everybody kept walking up to you going, you look fantastic, Patty.
I just want to say Kimber, who came up at the Boot Barn, she goes, wow. And I was like, thank you. Yeah, that means a lot to me.
Looking amazing. And again, what, close to 40 pounds now? Lost?
38 pounds.
Wow.
Almost.
Right. So if you're looking for a natural, healthy way to lose it, we got a little secret we can share with you, right, Patty?
Absolutely. It's Tri-Cities Weight Loss. If you want to lose 20 to 30 pounds in a month or two, just like Rick and I did, get to tricitiesweightloss.com.
That's right. No counting points, calories, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no surgery, no drugs, no injections. And guess what? You just follow the food list and you are good to go. That's all you got to do. And then within months, you will lose the pounds.
Your clothes start fitting just... What is fun about this is that I get to shop more and then I get to, you know, like get rid of the, I don't want to say fat clothes, but clothes that were kind of tight, that are really loose now. I can donate those.
And you and I both have done diets in the past and we failed at diets in the past. Mm-hmm. And this one is amazing that I've kept the pounds off and I've been off the diet for like months and months already.
But you know how to maintain.
I know how to maintain. And I even went out Labor Day weekend and of course, you know, ate normal. Mm. I can eat normal again.
Yeah.
And I get on the scale and guess what? Not even an ounce gained over the weekend. So it's kind of crazy. So it's all thanks to our friends at Tracy. City's Weight Loss.
Call them 509-410-0670.
And the website, check them out, tricitiesweightloss.com. When you go in there, call Ashley and Dr. Lopez. Let them know that Rick and Patty sent you.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning on number one for New Country, 1027 KORD.
38, number one for New Country. It's 1027 KORD with Rick and Patty. Good morning. Hot days ahead. Triple digits could be our high today. There is a heat advisory in effect for you today. Right now, it's about 65 degrees. School back in session. Let's talk about being a class clown. Patty, were you a class clown?
Nope, not at all.
Were you a
not at all?
Were you a shy kid at all?
Yeah, I was.
Do you think people would clarify you classify you as a shy kid?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I kept. Well, I won't say I kept to myself, but I wasn't a cool kid. By any means.
Well, no, absolutely. Generally, if you're in radio broadcasting, you weren't one of the cool kids.
We were nerdy.
There is a reason why we want to perform, I guess, to some extent, is why we do what we do, I think.
I do remember, though, I did take speech to try to break out of my shyness.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was kind of odd.
Interesting.
It was awkward, yes.
But you would not have been classified as the class clown.
Absolutely not.
I'm in the same boat as you are. It's funny though, going back to my high school reunions, and I've been a broadcaster for a lot of years, so my entire class knows that this is what I do for a living. But I remember going back to the 10-year reunion or whatever.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, wow, I'm surprised you're a radio guy or blah blah blah. And I said, well, obviously you didn't know me in high school because. I've never had a problem not talking. I've never had a problem not talking. But I was never in class that, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was not, you know, I was not a class clown type, you know, jokey, yokey, trying to, you know, get a rise out of anybody. No. I was too much in the nerd clique to be doing any of that.
I was on a mission to get out of school. Do you know what I mean?
I know you graduated early.
I did.
Yeah, you wanted to get out of there as quickly as
possible.
I wanted
to start life right away.
I did the same thing in high school. I stocked my early years to get the credits.
Yeah.
So senior year was kind of a breeze.
Mm-hmm.
I took, you know, dummy courses or dummy classes just to get through it because I'd already accumulated enough credits to graduate.
Yeah.
One thing I was bummed about, at least in my time in high school, was they do running start. So kids come out of school now with like a degree, an associate's degree.
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. That is cool.
I have a friend and their son is going to go to and I like that when you can learn a skill or a trade.
That was, I never had that in my high school. I would have done that, you know, because you'd wrap up
you get
really great training.
Mm-hmm.
They do culinary across, they do auto shop, they do all these different things. It's kind of crazy. Tri-Tech is a really great, great program. Mm-hmm. And I wish I had that in my hometown because I would have done something like that. So if you are the class clown, maybe you can relate to this. And we'll take some calls, 547-KORD. What'd you do? How are you the class clown? Were you even voted the class clown? Because, you know, funniest.
I like, too, like when you look back on like certain people's report cards or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a social butterfly, oh, yeah. You know.
Needs to talk less. So we'll take some calls. This is going to be fun. As school gets started here in the Tri-Cities, let's do some class clowning around. Who's the class clown? We want to know. Rick and Patty, K-O-R-D.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the Cord mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
Bailey Zimmerman, Luke Combs, backup plan. Number one for new country, it's 1027-KORD at 749. You got Rick, you got Patty. Thanks for keeping the Cord plugged in. Always great to be with you right now, 65 degrees. You want to win some tickets to see Eric Church, Cole Swindell, just log on to the KORD mobile app, get signed up. And we still have that $500 Visa gift card up there if you want to win it on the KORD.
Better get in on it.
Yeah, get in on that. If you want to win that, get on over to the KORD mobile app, and good luck with that. All right, class clowns, but taking your calls, 547-KORD. School's kicking into session. Were you a class clown? Sadly, were you even voted most popular or most likely to anything?
No.
I don't.
No.
I was, yeah.
Not at all.
Same here. I'm looking
nope.
Back.
I didn't get to...
We did do some funny art. The art teacher did some funny of those, funny little things of that.
Yeah.
And mine was most likely to be killed by a pile of DC Comics was... what the art teacher had done for us. So I do have a certificate.
I see that today.
Yeah, because I'm a big comic book geek. So, but yeah, that was the one that he had given me. I did have a couple awards. I did have perfect attendance one time.
I always had perfect attendance.
So I've got one of those.
That is one award I could win.
Yeah, I was on the honor roll. You know, it's funny, you're going to laugh. I only made the honor roll once. Just to prove to a girl that I could, and then once I did it, I'm like, okay, I'm good. I don't need to be on the honor roll. So, but I did make it. I did make it on the honor roll on one time. So, yeah, you know me. When you put a little challenge out there, you'll
get it done.
Yeah, I'll get it done.
Yeah.
So, class clowns. We were not the class clowns, but you guys, 547 KORD. I'm sure you guys were. So, tell us your story. What happened?
My buddy. He cherry bombed the toilet seat.
What?
He basically blew up all the toilets and the bathrooms, and so no bathroom was able to be used because he blew them all up. They couldn't pin it on him. And he wasn't going to say, I did it. This is what they didn't have cameras in schools.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they do or not, but our schools didn't have cameras in them. And you couldn't tell who did what because there was no camera.
There were no cameras back in the day.
So he got away with it.
So my friend Shannon called in a bomb threat when we were in high school. I ended up taking Shannon to my junior prom, and they called her the Mad Bomber. She goes, oh, you know, Rick's taking the Mad Bomber to prom. So she got suspended for it. She did. She called in a bomb threat.
Yeah, you can't. That's...
She did. I don't know why she did it. We're still friends today. I've never asked her, like, why'd you call in a bomb threat? Now, this was back in the late 80s, just so you know. Today, it'd be like the FBI would be involved, SWAT. She did get...
It's not funny at all.
They called her the Mad Bomber, and she called in a bomb threat. And I don't know.
Well, she's never going to live it down.
No, she never did.
I mean, she is.
Oh, no, that rumbled through school. That did. My friend Shannon.
Right?
Maybe I'll send her a Facebook message today and say, hey, why did you call in a bomb threat? What was that about? So that I don't know if that's being a class clown. That's definitely getting...
Why didn't you ask her about it when you took her to prom?
I know. I should have, but I didn't. We just went to prom. I was like, I'm not... I felt like I didn't need to broach the subject for some reason. Like, yeah, I just don't know. This is a sore subject probably. She probably doesn't want to be reminded that she did that.
She must have been attractive if you asked her, I mean, to prom or...
No, she's a great friend. She was a great friend. She was my best buddy's sister. So, we went to prom, a junior prom. So
you keep in touch with your friend?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
We'll ask him.
Yeah, I'll ask. Yeah, maybe say, hey, why did your sister call him the bomb throw? I'll have to ask him about it. All right. So more of your calls on the way. Class clowns. More examples of class clowns. 547-KORD. Rick and Patty.
The Cord Morning Show with Rick and Patty. Back with more next on number one for new country, 1027-KORD.
For new country, it's 1027-KORD. It's 807. You got Rick, you got Patty. Expect a heat advisory in effect today. We could get to the triple digits. Right now, about 67 degrees for you. You know, if you got the KORD mobile app, you just pop it open. We got some great stuff up there. Eric Church tickets, Cole Swindell. We're super excited to give those tickets away. Around the corner, I know we have Old Dominion, who's coming here in, a week or so?
September 25th.
A couple weeks away from that. Super excited about that. I know over the weekend someone had asked about Zach Top. Yes, we will have more tickets for Zach Top.
Thank goodness. That's the hot ticket.
That is the hot ticket.
2 nights.
That's in November, so that'll be around the corner for you as well. So we're giving you plenty of lead time, basically, to download the KORD mobile app if you want to win some of these tickets from us. Now, if you got the KORD mobile app, lots of great articles you can check out. I just posted Rite Aid, At Home, Claire's, Kroger's, a bunch of closures. I got our complete list for September of what retail giants are closing their doors here in Washington. But I did notice up there, up in Kennewick, CVS is the pharmacy that took over that Rite Aid up there. They got a brand new sign.
Already?
Already, yeah.
Holy
so
smokes.
I talk about that in my article as well, about the fact that I think CVS is moving quickly.
I haven't seen CVS since I lived in California.
Well, that same here.
That's interesting.
Same here. So, yeah, it's right there, right across from the new Ross and all that.
Yeah.
Pet supplies and more and Taco Bell. So I saw that one. I don't know about the other locations. I just saw that particular one. So you can check out the complete listing of closings that we got for you there. And I know that the Almanac, I know it's getting to be that time of year about frost on the pumpkin. So we got frost dates up there for you if you're curious.
Oh, man.
Especially for our farmers. We definitely have that.
And that's right.
And then let's talk West Nile virus. This is back again here in Benton County.
First time for 2025. Yeah. And it was found in the Columbia River, some mosquitoes. So get rid of that standing water. That's where they like to,
Another reason why you don't like to go swimming in the Columbia, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, you're not going to see fat.
I'm in the pool, man. Sorry.
Right. Well, Megan and I go down to what they call the mud hole. And we take our paddle boards out there, and there is some, right there's that little
steer
area.
Steer clear, man.
Steer clear. So West Nile virus, be aware of that. Mosquitoes caused that, and it's been confirmed. Details about those articles and more. Got it posted for you right now on the station mobile app.
You're listening to Rick and Patty in the Morning, a number one for New Country, 102.7 KORD.
Rose Malone, Blake Shelton, pour me a drink. It's 820, number one for New Country. It's 102.7 KORD. Already a heat advisory in effect, already 70 for you today, if you're just curious. Ooh. Got haze in the air for you. Look at that. Yeah, we're looking outside.
I saw people, they're walking their pets.
Yep, it's definitely hazy.
Early.
Heat advisory in effect, be aware of that. Triple digits could be the high today. A little last spurt of summer, I guess. All right, other people's problems, name withheld. Yeah, they didn't want to get any backlash from this. What's going on here, Patty?
So she had an affair 5 years ago, 3-month relationship with a married man from the West Side. She goes, a transfer gave me some space and clarity, so I ended the affair and moved on. Later, I met a guy, got married 6 months ago. Then last week, out of nowhere, I get a call from a number I don't recognize. I check the voicemail. It's this guy's wife calling me to ask about the affair I had with her husband. I just ignored it, but she's called 5 times since. She told me she's not going away. Then I got a Facebook message from the husband that his wife found some old receipts from a trip we took back in Portland. So my name and phone number was on the hotel receipt. He's told his wife it was just a one-time thing. Asked her to leave it alone. She says, nope, we can't move forward until she talks with me. So my husband's known about this relationship for a while, thinks I should just ignore her, but I'm torn. Should I just talk to her or do I ignore it? I haven't responded to the Facebook message from my ex either. Should I ask him to handle it? Starting to think it could be dangerous. Name withheld by request. What do I do?
You know what? It is a mixed bag today in the Facebook comments, guys. You guys are stirring up the pot. What's going on there?
Amy says, it's in the past. Tell her that. Tell her you're sorry for any pain it caused her as the ex-wife of an unfaithful husband. She needs to know for her peace of mind. She still married him. Hope you all get closure.
Britt says, I mean, you were the jerk who slept with her utter loser of a husband. You're in the wrong here and you owe her something at least. You and this dude made a terrible choice. Own up to it because that loser is probably cheating on her with someone else. Oh, good point, Britt, on that.
Miguel says you're not obligated to her, but it would be nice of you to settle the issue for them.
Barbie says you slept with the husband. Dang, she deserves to at least talk to you. How low can you be? And that's from Barbie.
Maureen says the wife deserves answers. Take the call.
Chelsea says you could simply send her a message stating that was a long time ago. You understand that it was a mistake. You've moved on. Don't want to talk about it or revisit the affair. Then block her and him for this matter. My guess is you truly don't want anything to do with him either. And that's from Chelsea.
Carol says walk on. Don't give her the time. Past is past. Block her. Move on with your life. She doesn't deserve your time. Brian says block them on Facebook and phone number ASAP.
I like what Maureen says. I'm shocked at the amount of people saying block her. And that was my thing. Why doesn't the wife deserve answers? I'm sure her sleazebag husband isn't telling the truth.
Check out James. Did you do James?
Uh-uh.
Suck it up, Buttercup. You have to answer to the problems you've helped create. Shame on you for all of it.
Oh, good point on that one, too. So it's a mixed bag.
I know, but we don't know the maybe you didn't know he was married at the time. Who knows? We don't know. We don't really know.
But there's always I'm going to get a divorce. I mean, I'm separated. Yes, I'm going to get a divorce. I mean, the list.
Yeah, you guys are crazy.
Yeah.
You guys will say anything just to.
Cheating folks will say anything to do the deed. Right, exactly. So, as Mary says, why not just have a conversation with the wife to allow her to get her questions answered and then move on?
See, that's how I feel. But you said block her.
Well,
you're like, the past is the past. 5 years.
That's 5 years ago. But you guys all bring up good points, and I'm going to side with you guys when you said, is he been cheating on with other people?
Yeah, we don't know.
And that is where I'm like, okay, maybe that is a conversation you want to have with her, because maybe she's not calling about your thing, and maybe she's like, hey, I know what happened, blah, blah, blah. Is he, now he's doing this to me, blah, 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 or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Can you verify, da-da-da-da? So good points on that. You guys all had great points this morning. What would you do in this situation? 547-KORD. Don't get yourself in the situation. How about that? My new motto in life is always that the grass is not greener on the other side. It's dirt.
Hey, we're all human, and there is temptation, and sometimes...
We all make mistakes, absolutely. So did our best to solve this for you. We definitely withheld your name just to be safe on that particular story. Good luck. Let us know how it turns out. You guys were a mixed bag today. So chime in, app chat us, continue the conversation. Rick and Patty, KORD.
We love to hear from you, and it's easier than ever to reach out. Just open up the KORD mobile app and send us an app chat message, or you can contact us the old-fashioned way at 509-547-KORD. Number one for new country, 102.7 KORD.